Welcome to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As July starts to slip away, summer break heads into the home stretch for students. That means families need to start getting the gear kids need for school this fall. What does the current economic climate mean for back-to-school shopping? Are retailers expecting a boost to their late summer sales? And are there deals to be found for families on a budget? Contributor Eileen Dalabrida takes a closer look at the back-to-school shopping landscape in her latest piece, available at DelawarePublic.org. And she recently joined me to discuss what she learned. What are retailers expecting from back-to-school sales this year compared to recent years?
Well, it all depends on which survey you're reading, whether it will decline slightly or more than slightly. The Retail Me Not survey says that parents shopping for grade school and high school students will spend an average of $389 this year, and that's down from $506 last year. It's a pretty significant drop. And for college students, the expected spend is $598 compared to $821. Deloitte's is a little bit more optimistic. It's going to be approximately $570 a student, and that's down $16 from last year, even though prices are a little higher this year.
And I guess a lot of that has to do with the economy these days. And when we talk about that, economists are still keeping a close eye on inflation, as well as the tariffs President Trump continues to threaten to impose. Do we have a sense of how these are affecting prices and back-to-school shopping overall?
Retailers are being very aggressive. Walmart has actually reduced some prices from last year. Target is keeping them the same. I think that, you know, that they're very much aware that the economy is a little iffy, that people are wondering what's going to happen tomorrow because things seem to change from day to day.
So they're trying to find pricing that works for them, but will still draw consumers in. Is that kind of the delicate balance they're trying to do here?
Yes. I mean, a lot of shoppers jumped on those July promotions, Amazon Prime Day, Walmart's big promotion, and they are willing to switch brands if their preferred brand is too expensive. The consumers are being very, very smart and really keeping an eye on what's happening.
So I'm curious, is there a distinction to be made between the, you know, quote-unquote essentials, supplies like notebooks and pens and folders and such, and other items like clothes and shoes, tech, dorm furnishing for college kids? Is there a distinction between those two things when it comes to what we can expect in back to school?
Absolutely. It's a question of now or later. And parents are buying those essentials now, while things like new clothes can often wait.
So in the past, we've seen high costs prompting people to turn to credit cards to get everything they need. Is that something we're also seeing again this year, that people need a little extra help to make sure they get all those things?
Yes, especially credit card programs that allow shoppers to spread their payments out over time without paying interest. And also, Deloitte's survey says that more than a quarter of parents, that's 26% of the folks they surveyed, will buy back-to-school items using cashback websites so that they're actually making those credit cards pay them.
So you mentioned some of the things that some of the bigger retailers are doing earlier. Are there any more specific kind of big sales or deals out there that could help people lower the back-to-school costs?
Well, there are, but most of them are on things that already aren't very expensive. But there are some great deals. Dollar General's, all their core back-to-school items are offered at last year's prices, and that includes Crayola crayons, notebooks, binders, and $1 deals on folders and pencils. Walmart has a very popular promotion. Its Wonder Nation backpack is $4.98. And Target has some great deals, like a 2-pack of Elmer's glue sticks for 50 cents.
Those are not bad. Not bad at all. Speaking of someone who's spent the last few years having to buy a lot of those things, any benefit to shopping online versus heading out to an actual brick and mortar store?
Well, convenience is key, which is why 48% of consumers will do at least some of their back-to-school shopping online. It's also very conducive to comparison shopping. You can check within seconds and find out whether Target has a better deal or Walmart. The downside, as always in shopping, is not being able to touch and feel the merchandise, get that absolute in-person accuracy of the color and those kinds of things, plus the experience of parents and kids shopping together. I spoke with a grandmother in Wilmington who is very much looking forward to shopping for clothes at JCPenney with her granddaughter.
And I guess that goes back to the distinction we made between essentials and some of those other items. I mean, you can order Crayola crayons and folders online, and you don't need to necessarily see them or touch them. But when you're talking about something for a dorm room or clothes or shoes, there is something to be said for being able to try things on or making sure they're just what you're looking for.
Yeah, especially shoes. I mean, and you aren't saving any time if you have to send those shoes back.
So I suppose from what we're talking about so far, these cost concerns could prompt people to put off shopping, hoping for better deals later. But is that a good idea? Is there a chance by buying now you beat any tariff impact that may come down the road? Is that also a delicate balance to maybe make?
It really is a delicate balance. And an NRF survey found that 51% of families started shopping earlier this year, specifically out of concern that prices will rise due to tariffs.
So as we kind of put a bow on all this, we usually talk about back-to-school shopping being something of a harbinger for what to expect from the next big shopping season. And that, of course, is the holiday shopping season. Are retailers keeping a close eye on what we see now with that in mind to maybe understand where consumers' minds are at this point?
I imagine retailers are tearing their hair out, trying to get a handle on what's next. Instead of the traditional pattern that a good back-to-school season is a bellwether of a good holiday shopping season, there's a great deal of uncertainty because of tariffs that may or may not be enacted on August 1st. And toys are a big differentiator between these two most important shopping seasons. Parents don't typically buy toys for school, but they buy lots of them to put under the tree. And most toys are imported traditionally from China. So I imagine we are going to be hearing lots more on tariffs and shopping between now and Black Friday.
Is there anything else you're keeping an eye on as you kind of chart what's going on in the retail space over the next couple of weeks and couple of months?
I'll be keeping an eye on inventory as to whether or not merchants are going to tap the brakes on their orders in anticipation of consumers reining back, or whether or not they have to hit the gas.
It'll be interesting to watch because that certainly would affect consumers. If they hit the brakes, shopping early is probably more important if you want to get what you want.
Indeed.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. You can check out Eileen's piece on back-to-school shopping right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee introduces us to meat breweries and the cultivated meat they might bring to Delawareans in the next few years. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.